Good morning, boys. Just to have you forward. All right, well, greetings to everyone. Blessings. The Lord is good. Blessed us with another Lord's Day and sunshine and brightness. You guys have a prayer request for us this morning? Hunter?
Yes.
Hunter and then Boyd and Jessica. They're planning to come up. Okay, yes. So in Mexico, Josue Moreno and his wife, Alma Jessica. They're expecting a baby. Ask the Lord to help them. That we all go okay. Church. Thank you for Jesus, the head of the church. Father, that you loved us before we ever even thought about loving you, dear God. Thank you. Your desire toward us, your kindness to us, and mercy. Lord, we ask your blessing, your word this morning. Brother David, imparting to us his message for these boys and all the young ladies. We'd be prepared to every good work, like your word says. In Jesus' name. Okay. What was your psalm about last Sunday? Think of something. Something about the psalm that the brother read to you and talked about last Sunday. Any detail there you can think of or a part of a phrase is
about how the captors asked them to
sing.
The Babylonians asked the Israelites to sing. They told them that they
couldn't. Okay, all right. The children of Israel, why were they in captivity? Why?
Because they disobeyed God.
Okay, that's right. They repeatedly disobeyed God and showed that they didn't love Him, didn't like Him, didn't want Him as their Lord, and He finally allowed them, the children of Israel, to be taken into captivity into Babylon. And their captors said, "Why don't you sing us one of the songs of Zion, the songs you know?" And they said, "How can we do that? How can we do that in a strange land?" That's their feeling. But what did it end up saying? That should we just be content to be quiet until we get back to our homeland, or what?
We should praise
Him. That's right. Praise Him anyway. If I forget to do that, then what? Let's see, doesn't it say something like that? There? Yeah.
But my right hand forgets.
My right hand forget its skill. What else? What about the tongues? Remember anything he said about the tongues? May my in the Septuagint says, "May my tongue be glued to my throat." The King James says, "Roof of my mouth." Anyway, there's something more here. In David's psalm, here in the 137th psalm, Septuagint, the 138, in the King James, what we're ready for today. "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you hear the words of my mouth. And I shall sing to you in the presence of angels. I shall bow down and worship toward your holy temple. Look at that. Who did that? Remember? Someone raised your hand. If you think of who did that? Who worshiped toward God's holy temple? If I have to, I'll give you a hint. Raise your hand if you know who worshiped. We're talking about, I have to give you a hint, talking about people that were in captivity. If I forget Jerusalem, he said, then let my right hand forget her skill. Who did not forget Jerusalem when they were in captivity? And this person worshiped. Has got one. I got one hand. Any others? And he continued to worship. God watches over the lowly. What about the high or the proud? So, Esther, do you have any thoughts about how God looks at the proud? He says he knows them afar off here. What does that kind of mean? God's careful about the lowly. He loves them. The Bible even says about keeping his church as the apple of his eye. Proud people, he knows them afar off. What's that mean? Well, go ahead there, David.
Does it mean they aren't his people?
Right, right. They're not his people. He just, I mean, there's somebody out there. He knows them afar off. But they're not. They're not his. If I walk in the midst of affliction, you shall make me live. Verse 7. You stretched out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand saved me. The Lord shall repay them on my behalf. O Lord, your mercy endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. That's a good prayer there of the psalmist. Okay. We have an assignment this morning, and I'll put this up here so Sister Carol can see y'all, and see about coming up here and telling it. I think it was for you boys. Well, you tell us, Roger, what it was.
For this week, we're supposed to have something, a verse that we think about when we're angry. I thought about how it helps me to get over my anger when I think of who I'm pleasing, and I thought about the verse, "Be angry and sin not."
One time, I was drawing and my sister was watching, and she clogged the drainer, so I had to wash and dry. And I got kind of upset because I had to do all the dishes. Then I learned to not be so slow.
When I get mad, a lot of times I stop because I think about that's not what Jesus wants me to do. And I think about what the Bible says to love your neighbor.
One time my brother told me to do something with a rabbit hutch, and it didn't turn out. But then I later found out that was foolish for me to be angry, because it was actually something I had done.
Our assignment was to get a verse or something that we think of when we get tempted. Sometimes I say some things I shouldn't or get tempted to, and I think of the verse, "Blessed is the man who does not slip because of his mouth."
A lot of times whenever I get tempted, it helps me a lot whenever I just step back and just look at the bigger picture, just what life's really about.
I was thinking about how whenever I get tempted, I think about how this life is a battle, and whenever we yield to temptation, we're just letting Satan win the battle, and we have it fully in our control to defeat Satan if we're strong enough. And here's a verse along with that. 1 Corinthians 10:13. "No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with a temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it."
There's those letters that have been going around that the other group had been sending to us. I thought that I'd really like to fix all the problems and put them in their places, you know, by sending letters back to them. But the verse says, God will repay them. So, something like, vengeance is mine, God will repay. So I thought, he'll take care of it, we don't have to.
Sometimes when my brothers tell stuff to me that I don't like, I'm tempted to answer something back that's not very nice, and I just think of the verse, a soft answer turneth away wrath.
This week I was tempted to get upset, but I thought of a verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will allow you to be, will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but with temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. And
I was thinking this week about the verse there that God said, "He wouldn't let us be tempted more than we can stand," and just thinking God's called us out of the world, and it's hard sometimes, but we know that nothing's gonna happen to us that God's not gonna help us through if we ask Him, and. Just kind of thought that's kind of neat. Just no matter how hard it seems, just thinking Jesus had the same temptations and he was strong. So.
Sometimes I think of Matthew 5:42-44. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
When I'm told to do something, sometimes I don't always do it, and I'll give a smart aleck answer. But I'll think that that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm just supposed to do it. And here's a verse for 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but as such is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with temptation will provide a way to escape, also that you will be able to endure it.
I just think when I get angry about stuff that probably just really silly to get angry over. And just think, every time I get angry, I just think in the day of judgment, God's going to judge me for every little thing I do and stuff. So I just kind of step back and think I better start controlling my anger a little bit.
Whenever I get tempted to do something, I just kind of think that, well, it's not always easy, but God or Jesus, you know, He died for us, gave His life for us, and just kind of helps me to think about that and think that everything that He went through, you know, the least we can do is give Him our best to serve Him and do everything we can.
When I get tempted, I think of who this will hurt and who would, what benefits it would come to, and it wouldn't be that good to do.
Okay, y'all, next week, this week, commit to memory Matthew 7:13-14, about the straight gate, the narrow and the broad gate. Two verses, 13 and 14 of Matthew 7.